Yoichel. You can continue eating. Dozing off is not considered like Shinu Mokum. Mashenke near the move, you fell asleep completely, then La Yoichel. Then La Yoichel. Then you can't eat anymore. Then La Yoichel, right? Therefore, it's like tummy ready, and it's matami as yadayim. Shashbam, ha-pesach ha-chatzayis nam yadayim, te-evelei noiser, me-chatzayis v'yelech, for Rabbon and Gozer ala noiser, tam as yadayim, for the first time in B'gemara. It's our mission holds that you don't need to come in Pesach only until chatzayis. After chatzayis is already noiser, and with Rabbon and any meat that's left over after the time and now I eat it, has a din tumor on it, that if you touch it, it's matami your hands. That's why Mishnah says that after chatzayis already, it's matami as yadayim. And the reason is because of the din with Rabbanan that any piggle, any meat of kachim that's possible now, or noisa left over the time, now with Rabbanan has a din tumor on it. A korban the Tanav HaMishnah holds, you can't eat the korban after chatzos. And that's how Chumra also to try and eat the afikaimin before chatzos also. Because after chatzos is not the man of the korban pesach anymore. Rabbi Yaisi Zakimara, Rabbi Yaisi Yainer. Nisnam no yoichl. If they fell asleep, you could, if they dozed off, you could continue eating. Near the move, if they fell asleep, lo yechlu, you can't continue eating. So the Gemara, hechi domin is namna, what's considered some dozing off? What's this middle case of you didn't fall asleep, you're just dozing off? Omer Ravashi, nim v'loy nim, you're like awake and not awake. You're sleeping and not sleeping. Tir v'loy tir, you're awake and not awake. You're in between, dozing off like we would call it. What does that mean? Kagoyin de kor v'lev yoni, if you call him and say, Yanko, he'll say, yeah, I'm here. For lo yodel adurei svar, if you ask the reasoning, what's shan this taste is here, he won't be able to tell to you. That much he's not awake. V'chi mitzkeh ulei, but when you remind him, don't remember what you said, mitzkeh he'll remind himself. That's this middle madrega of dozing off, that you're a little bit awake and not completely awake. That's not called a hesach adas. For that you can continue eating. Abaye have yosef kaimei de rabba. Abaye was sitting in front of rabba. Chose de kon yimnim. Rabbi saw that Rabbah was like dozing off. Omalei, he said, Nimnin ko nimnimar, are you dozing off? Omalei, nimnumnin ko minamnin, I'm dozing off. Utananim, we learned now Mishnah, nisnam lo yechlu, that only dozing off, that you can still continue reading. It's not so bad yet. Nir demun lo yechlu, only if I fall asleep, that's when I can't continue reading. But like my Rabbi said, I know this din. Therefore, I'll be careful just to doze off and not to fall asleep. After we started hit Yachas Chaim already, he was dozing off. Nim no yoichlu tenan. Avlimu yoshin afidu ulavadoi shuvlu hay yoichel. The tefila Rabbi Yosi. The yamanir demu afidu mitzasim la yoichel. He also like Rabbi Yosi that if you would fall asleep, even if only one person falls asleep, you cannot continue eating anymore. But dozing off, that's all right. What? No, only him. The rest of the Rabbi could.
You know, just about before, we said that Ishala about the first eating matzah, if that's the mitzvah, and the afikayim is on the zeich l'korban Pesach, really that's the way we hold. That the first matzah we eat at the beginning of the Suda, that's l'shem mitzvah's matzah, and that we eat the afikayim and the matzah at the end, that's really only zeich l'matzah, the zeich for the korban Pesach. But how did the achronim bring down that when you eat the afikayim and the chetchila, it's good to eat two kizaisim. Two kizayis of matzah then. One should be zeicha for the korban Pesach, and one should be zeicha for the matzah that was eaten with the korban Pesach. In other words, the reason why we do the afikayimin is lizikaron of eating of the korban Pesach, which then, when they ate the korban Pesach, they used to eat two things. They used to eat the matzah and the korban Pesach. So that's why the katchilo is trying to take two kizayisim when you eat the afikayimin by Pesach by night. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding the Kuf Chof Amid Beis. We have about two dots. This last part of the mission is said that HaPesach Acha Chatzois is Metame Es Yodayim. Heis the Korban Pesach after Chatzois Halayla Balel Pesach is Metame Es Yodayim. It means that it's already nicer. You're not allowed to eat the meat anymore. and therefore midrabbanan that has a din to metame your hands, like the Mishnah ends off that ha pigul we have noise metame mes yadayim. That pigul, if the kohen had the wrong machshava, b'shas he brought the korban, he made it into pigul. Or else we had noiser with the karnam left over the meat overnight when they didn't eat it in time, is it became noiser the meat. So the Mishnah says metame mes yadayim. As midrabbanan, the rabbanan gave it a din tumah on this meat. That if you touch the meat, your hands become tummy. And therefore, it's matam es yadayim. So Gemara says, Ha pesach achach chatzois matam es yadayim. Alma, what do we see? Me chatzois hevelei noiser. From chatzois midnight, pesach by night, the korban pesach becomes noiser, and you can't eat it anymore. So Rashbam Bavon's eye will see the postik says, Lezisiru menu ad boiker. That's really... Yeah, that's about to say. The more man Tana, who's this Tana? Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Our Mishnah goes according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah. The Tanya we learned. The Pasuk says, V'ochlu es habosa balayla hazir. There's a mitzvah, the Korban Pesach, eat the meat at night time. This night, balayla hazir. Is Rav Elazar ben Azariah Oimer. Nema kan balayla hazir. It says here, by Achilles Korban Pesach, the word balayla hazir. That's the mitzvah this night. For Nemal Haolim, it says before by Makas Bechoris, the Yavarti Be'aretz Mitzrayim Balayla Hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malach HaMavis, is going to go through the Mitzrayim and kill out all the Bechorim Balayla Hazeh. So Malach Haolim, just like Makas Bechoris, when did it take place? Malach Haolim Ad Chatzois, it was by Chatzois, that's when there was the Makas Bechoris, is Av Kan Ad Chatzois. Who had been here also? The Mitzvah that says, V'ochlu Et Habosa Balayla Hazeh, to eat the meat tonight. What does tonight mean? Up until Chatzos. After Chatzos, the Pesach is possible. It becomes noiser and you can't eat it anymore. So Rashbam Bavoda, the kash really is, how could you say that? The Pesach says, Leisisiru menu ad boiker. You can't leave over the korban until the next morning. Alma ad boiker lehevi noiser. The chur up until the next morning, it's not noiser. Posh the smash, you can eat the korban all night. So the Mishnah's Gemara says, it's Rav Elazar ben Azariah. The nafkalei mikro, the achilas Pesach ad Chatzos. Only up until Chatzos you could eat it. O me Chatzos have a noiser. After Chatzos midnight, the meat becomes noiser. I behind the chsil was a simur menu ad boiker. Why does the pasuk say only can't leave it over until the next morning? Mashma, the whole night time you could eat it. No, according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, it only means lisreif also. It's come to tell you when is the mitzvah to burn the meat. The ad boiker lav bas reifu. Up until the next morning, there's no mitzvah to burn it. After Chatzos halayla, you're not allowed to eat it. It's nicer. It's matam es yadayim. When is the mitzvah to burn it? That's first the next morning. That's pshat according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the Gemara, Omar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva argues on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and he said back to him, Va'aloi nemar chipozin. The pasuk says chipozin. That means poshi chrit the korban pesach ad shas chipozin. Up until the time of chipozin means when the Yidden started to go out of Mitzrayim and they went out first b'yayim. They didn't go out at night time. They first went out b'yayim. So therefore, Rashbam says, Shas chipozin, shenech pesulose. They got fatumot, they started to go out very fast. Fa'ainu omer ha-shachar, that's the morning star. Kedechsev, le'taitzu ishmi pesach beisa yad boiker. You should not go out of your house at night time until the next morning. So they first went out of Mitzrayim next morning. So this is Rabbi Kiva's Raya that you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach up until the next morning. In Cain, if so, according to Rabbi Kiva, Ma tam loima balayla, why does the Pasuk say balayla mashmoni at night time? So I said like this, Yochol, I would think, Yei necho kakadishim, B'yoyim, I would think the Korban Pesach, when do you bring it? You bring it on Erev Pesach. That's the Zman Shchita. So I would think a regular Korban, you're allowed to eat it that day and that night. So I would think Erev Pesach also you could eat the Korban Pesach. The day that the korban is brought, maybe you'll not eat it. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Balaylo. Balaylo hu necho v'yeinoi necho b'yoyim. Only at night time. You can't eat it on Erev Pesach after Chatzos Hayoyim, but you have to wait till it comes Laylo, till it comes Yom Tov. At night time, then you can eat the korban Pesach. That's why the Pasuk says Balaylo. For the Gemara of Rabbi Akiva, Hai hazeh mayobadlei. What does Rabbi Akiva do with the word halaylo hazeh though? That was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's drasha. It says halaylo hazeh this night to learn out from Makas Pechiris that hazeh means up until Chatzos. So according to Rabbi Akiva,
just to say the word Laila, that's good to teach us you can't eat the carbon by Yom and Erev Pesach, you have to wait till nighttime. But why does the Pasuk say Hazir? And the Gemara, Mi boilei lemute Laila Acher. Laila Acher Udiyosa. It's come to tell us that you cannot eat the carbon the next night, the second night. Why? Because I would have thought, Hoye lo Pesach Kotchim Kalim. Pesach is only a carbon of a Kotchim Kalim. It's doimut of carbon Shlomim. Now, Ushlomim Kotchim Kalim. Shlomim also has a din like Kotchim Kalim. So I would think, Ma Shlomim Necholim, Lishne Yomim. For Lailu Echo, just like a regular carbon Shlomim, the din is, you're allowed to eat it the day you bring it, you could eat it that night, and you could eat it the whole next day also. Hey, it's 2 days and one night, that's the inyan of a carbon Shlomim. As I would think, Av Pesach, Ukim Leilois Bamokim Yomim. Who are din by carbon Pesach? So true, the Torah says on Erev Pesach, the day you brought it, you can't eat it that day. Only at night. So I would think though, by Korban Pesach, the Torah changed around the night time to daytime. There's a regular Korban Shlomim, you could eat it 2 days, and the night in between. So maybe Korban Pesach is the 2 nights you could eat it. True, the day in between maybe not. But I call upon it, maybe the 2 nights, the first night of Pesach, and the second night you could also eat it. V'yeinechal l'shnei leilois v'yeimechud, she did the 2 nights, and the 1 day in between. That's what the Torah had to say according to Rabbi Kiva. Hazeh. Tell us, Halaylo Hazeh, only the night of Pesach. That's the night to eat the korban. How long is the night? The whole night, according to Rabbi Kiva. Up until Amud Hashachar, you will not eat it. Why does it say Halaylo Hazeh? To tell us, not the next night. Lord Reb Loza ben Azayah, what does he do? Omaloch. Miloisa siru ad boike nafka. He says no. The Pasuk says clearly, you can't leave over the meat until the next morning. So see clearly, once it comes the next morning, it's already nicer. So from here I know, you cannot eat it tomorrow night. So I don't need the Pasuk alaylo hazeh to teach us only tonight and not tomorrow night. From this Pasuk of Miloisa siru ad boike, you can't leave it over until the next morning. I know that after tonight you can't eat it, you cannot eat it. So why does the Pasuk say Halaylo Hazeh? The teacher Salimah to learn out from Makas Pachoris. That Halaylo Hazeh means only up until Chatzos and not further. If we have a Kiva, Omloch, why doesn't Kiva learn out from this Pasuk? He says, Eloi Kosar Rachmon Hazeh, if the Pasuk wants to start Halaylo Hazeh, to teach us only this night and not the next night, the question is, what do I need this for? It says clearly, you can't leave it over till the next morning. So I know once it comes the next morning, you can't eat it anymore. No. If Kiva says, have I mean, I would have thought, my boiker, what does the Pasuk say, don't leave it over to the next morning? I would think boiker sheni. It means the second morning. In other words, maybe a Korban Pesach you could eat that night, and you could eat the next night also. When does it become nicer? Only the next morning. That's what I would have thought. That's why the Pasuk has to say, halaylo hazeh, that the Korban Pesach you could only eat this night, but not tomorrow morning, not tomorrow night. But how long tonight, according to Rabbi Kiva? The whole night is kosher to eat the Korban Pesach. Answers back, no. Usually when a Torah says the word boiker, it means the first morning. So the Pasuk says, the Korban Pesach, you cannot leave over till the next morning. From here I see that the Korban can only be eaten this night and not tomorrow night. So why does the Pasuk say, Halaylo Hazer? The teacher's only up until Chatzos Halaylo, and not more. Yeah. So this is the famous Machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Kiva. And our Mishnah here, Lechur, is a Stam Mishnah, like Reb Loza ben Azariah, that our Mishnah says, after Chatzos, the Korban Pesach becomes Pasul. So Lechur, that's one good start to Pasul, like Reb Loza ben Azariah. But the Stam Mishnah here, we had a Stam Mishnah before also that said like that. That says also, like Reb Loza ben Azariah, that at Chatzos, after comes Pasul. So that's the Shiloh and Halacha, how do we Paskin? Taisa says, no, but you can't say clearly like this, because there's a Mishnah in Megillah that says Stam Mishnah holds like a Bekiva. That holds there, it says that Zeh Klal, Kol Davashir, Mitzvasa B'layla, is kosher Kol HaLayla. Anything that's kosher at night is kosher the whole night time. La'asuya Achilas Tzachim. That there's a Stam Mishnah that says that Pesach you could eat throughout the whole night time. Udloik Rav Loza Ben Azariah. Hey, so there's a Stam Mishnah in Megillah that holds like a Bekiva. And there's two Stam Mishnahs here in Tzachim that holds like Rav Loza Ben Azariah. So therefore, a Klor Psak we don't have. That's why the Rishonim always say, L'chatchila, you're supposed to try your best to eat the afikoyim Pesach by night before Chatzos. because we eat the Afrikoimin Zecher L'Korban Pesach, and we should be choshes L'Katchila to Rav Lozer ben Azayin Shiton to say it's only kosher up until Chatzos. After Chatzos is normal Korban Pesach. And the Rosh also brings down, Rabbeinu Tam was also makpid to eat even the Afrikoimin before Chatzos. Today to be Yitzer, Rav Lozer ben Azayin Shiton. Because there are two Stam Mishnas here like that. Russell Weitner, another Kiddush. Omar Rava, Ocho Matzah Bizman Hazeh. If somebody eats matzah nowadays, we don't have a Korban Pesach, we only have the mitzvah matzah, the Yiraisa. Acha Chatzos. What about if you eat matzah Bizman Hazeh nowadays after Chatzos, Balayla, Balel Pesach? Is Lok Rava, Le Rebeloze Ben Azayah Lo Yotzi Dechavosai. According to Rebeloze Ben Azayah, you're not Yotzi the mitzvah matzah. Just like you're not Yotzi the mitzvah Korban Pesach after Chatzos, who adin, you're not Yotzi mitzvah matzah. For the Gemara Pshita, like what's Rava's Chiddush? Of course. The Chivon, the Iskosh, the Pesach, ke Pesach Domi. The Pesach says, Al Matzah Sumorim Yechluhu, you're supposed to eat the Matzah and the Morim with the Korban Pesach. So there's a Hekesh to Matzah to Pesach. So just like the Korban Pesach is only kosher up until Chatzos. After that, it's Pesach according to Rav Lozer ben Azayim, is who adin Matzah Pshita. So Gemara says, Pashit, no. Ma the time I would think, Ho'afke Kroa Me'akeshim. Lechur, for that hekesh alone, matzah bizman hazeh should only be mid rabbanan. Because bizman hazeh, since we don't have a korban pesach, so that hekesh we don't have anymore. Just like we say morer bizman hazeh is only mid rabbanan. Because morer is mid rais only when we have the korban pesach. But now there's no korban pesach, there's no mitzvah morer either. Why do we say that matzah is mid raisa? Because there's a new pasuk of the area of teichel matzah we had before. There's a new pasuk to say that matzah is nogei even we don't have a korban pesach. So therefore, since it's a new pasuk, I would think, the Torah took it out of that first hekish. We don't learn out matzah today from Dumya the Pesach, but matzah today is from a new pasuk of the era of Teuchel Matzahs. So I would think the new pasuk, you can eat it any time of the night, even after Chatzos, Kamash Mulon. That's Rav's Chiddush, no, not like that. The Chiyahadra Krom, when the pasuk says the era of Teuchel Matzahs, to put the Chi of Matzah back in, that Bezman is there, that the Chi of Fit Matzah, is Lemilse Kamaisa Hadri. The Torah puts it back to the same way it was at the time when there was a Korban Pesach. So just like when we had a Korban Pesach Pshita, you could only eat the Matzah. Kol Zaman, you could eat the Pesach, which is only up until Chatzos. So like Rav, Bezman is there, the same thing. According to Rav Lozer ben Azayim, if you eat the Matzah after Chatzos, you're not Yotzei Matzah. So that's why the Chatzchilas brought in Halacha, you're supposed to try and eat the Matzah for sure, before Chatzos. And the Chiddush is even the Afrikoimen also. Because what we've spoken out yesterday, as Mashmal Halacha, we hold that the first Kezayis Matzah we eat Pesach B'night with Mekayim Mitzvah Matzah. That's our Mitzvah Matzah. That that we eat Afrikoimen, that's only Zeichel Korban Pesach. We eat the Afrikoimen. So if you want to eat the Afrikoimen for Zeichel Korban Pesach, so Lechura, according to Rav Lozer ben Azayim, the Pesach was only up until Chatzos. After Chatzos is normal Korban Pesach. So according to Rav Lozer ben Azayim, Pshita, our Afrikoimen, has to be eaten before Chatzos. If you can't make it, but the Eved, you say Mechon Yom Kippur Pshita. Then all that the Korban Pesach is kosher up until the next morning, and you can do the mitzvah. But the Chatzchili is supposed to try and eat even the Afrikoimen before Chatzos. Because our eating the Afrikoimen is Zeichel Korban Pesach. And Loch by Loch, that's why it's brought down with Shas, we eat the Afrikoimen, that the Chili is supposed to try and eat two Kizesim then. Because just like Bizman, they had the Korban Pesach, the mitzvah was to eat Matz and Pesach together. So if we eat the Afrikoimen, Zechel, Korban Pesach, with the Korban Pesach, there was Matzah there also. So the Chorin bring down the Chetchila, you should try and eat two Kizesim for Shas, the Afrikoimen. One is for the Matzah, and one is for the Pesach. That's the way they ate it then. Why don't you have to eat more also then? I don't know. This should be a Kash, you should have to eat more also then. If you want to do Zechel Korban Pesach, so B'Shas they had the Pesach, they had Matzah, Mor, and Pesach together. So Chur B'Shas Afikoyim, you have to have Mor also. Right, basically. But Kol Ponim, the Achorim say, you should try and eat two Kizaisen then. Right. Ha Pigol V'Ha Noise Metames Yedayim. There's another Chur also, that Toysh Shit read that even according to Rabbi Kiva, that holds that the Korban Pesach is kosher the whole Laila, but at Kol Ponim, there's the first Mishnah in Brochus that says, that midrabbanan there's a chokka not to do anything after Chatzos, even though the din is like Krishma is kosher kol alayla, but midrabbanan though as a chokka you should not do it after Chatzos. So these we're trying to learn even according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is only saying midiraisam the Korban Pesach is kosher the whole night, but midrabbanan though you're not supposed to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. So according to this, you have nobody to really to be saimich to eat the Korban, to eat the Afikoimen after Chatzos. But the other shittas are not like that. That this hachokah, the gedin, does not go on the Korban Pesach. According to Rabbi Kiva, you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach the whole night time. So, but the Yevid, if you don't make the Afrikoima by Chatzos, you sign the Rabbi Kiva sheet to say that the whole night time is kosher to eat the Pesach, and the Mela Al Afrikoima is the Echel Korban Pesach, you could also eat it throughout the whole night. Ha Pigol via Naisim Atamas Yudayim. So, Mishnah says, what if you have a Korban that's Pigol? That means the Kohen had the wrong Machshavis, that he thought he's going to eat the Korban the wrong time, so he made the Korban Pigol. Or else for Lois, you left the meat overnight, it became nicer, it's Matames Yudayim. Samara says, Rav Huna, Rav Chizda. They both say a Svara. Chadama, one says, Mishum Chashu Dekuna. The reason why the Rabbanan said this meat now is Tomei, that if you touch this, it's Matame your hands, it's Mishum Chashu Dekuna. We're afraid the Kohanim would do things wrong, which like Rashbam says about him, Chamishum Chashu Dekuna, Lakama Forest Ya Pigul Koi. That's a Svara for Pigul. We don't want the Kohanim to have the wrong Machshavas when they do the Avodah, so like you say, if you're going to have the wrong Machshav, you make it Pigul, we're going to make your hands Tomei. Therefore, Kohanim won't want to do this. The Chadam, as some say, Mishum Atzul Lekuna, because the Kohanim were too lazy. Not to make the Kohanim should not be lazy to be said, if you're lazy, and you're not going to eat the meat throughout the night and leave it over the next morning, you were too lazy to eat it, we're going to make it that when you touch it now, it's going to be Matam of your hands. So, girl, that's the sore why by Neisserb they made this Tumas Yadayim. So Chadom, and another Machoikis is, Chadom Kezayis. How much meat do you have to have here if you touch this Matam of your hands? One says there's enough if you only have a Kezayis, an olive worth of either Pigul or Neisserb. The Chadom Kebeitz. No, you have to have the size of a meat, the size of an egg. What's the Machoikis? That Chad Tono Pigul, the Chad Tono Neisserb. Really, the